This has been a rough week because I have to deal with a lot of things that I think and perceive to be easily resolved if it would be in a civilian or church setting. However, military and government bureaucracies sometimes overcomplicate things that ultimately leave people not getting the appropriate help that they need, which caused me to be frustrated and somewhat sad, because all of this can be resolved if we just work together. However, it's the reality of it all. So I struggle a lot in my own prayer, asking myself, where is God in all of this? And the answer seemed to be, God is in all of this. He taught me this week through many lessons that I need to learn to conform myself to Christ, even when things fall apart, even in the midst of all the creative tensions, even when I don't get my way. Today in the gospel reading, as we celebrate the transfiguration of the Lord, the Father revealed the divinity of Jesus Christ to all of his disciples. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Therefore, the life of Christian discipleship require us to listen, in prayer, and to listen to grow. First of all, oftentimes we come to prayer wanting things our way and praying that things work our way. But how many times do we listen? Second, how are we listening in order to conform ourselves to Christ Jesus? Through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, St. Paul said, the Spirit has the ability to put into words what we ourselves cannot understand or comprehend. It is the Spirit who guides, who sanctifies, who transforms us deep from within to become more Christ-like. Because the Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. The Spirit is that love that's transformed, that frees us from all the humanity of the things that do not come together. The Spirit help us to see that God is in all of this, so that we can become more Christ-like each day. Which leads me toward the second point. In my own prayer, I have to seek Christ there. How would Christ respond to this? How would he respond to when people don't see eye to eye, when he tried to open their eyes to things, but somehow they rejected him? How did he respond to all of this? He responded with love, with patience, with care. And then I see in my own self too, if I get too frustrated in this, then I have closed myself from being fully present to those who are around me. Am I sad? Am I disappointed? Am I frustrated? The answer is yes. But I cannot stop seeking his will, his presence, his love for me in the present moment. Else, I fail to be Christ for others, especially as a priest in persona Christi Capitis, in the person of Christ the Head, when I offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, when I am present to people at their shepherd, at their priest, at their father. I have to seek Christ in all of this and to become more Christ-like and letting go of the things that I don't see happening, the things that I'm not in control, in order to love him there. My brothers and sisters, it's hard, and I'm still struggling with it, but I have found peace. Found peace in knowing that things do not have to go my way to be good, because God is in all of this. We have given this sonship that's what exclusive to Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who became one of us, lived like us in all things but sin, to die for us, to redeem and save us, so that we can know who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, to the power and working of the Holy Spirit, to become more Christ-like in words and action, in life and in deeds. My brothers and sisters, in your prayer today, I'm asking you, Are you listening to the will of God? And are you and I willing to let go of everything in order to seek Him first, to love Him, and to let His will be done, even when things fall apart, when things don't go our way, even when it hurt, when we're frustrated, and somehow things don't work. But yet, God is in all of this. And that's why the collect, or the opening prayer today, asks us that by listening to the voice of your beloved Son, may we merit to become co-heirs with Him. Listening in prayer to become more like Christ, so that we can merit the kingdom of God is at hand for us when we become more simple instead of complicating things. And may we never lose the joy, the hope, the faith, and the charity that is due to others as well as rendered to Him in how we worship, in how we pray, in how we lift our hearts up to Him. I'm ending my homily today by sharing with you two stories at I pray throughout this week, seeking the will of God in preparation for this feast, the transfiguration of the Lord, as well as to struggle through my own prayer life. I found these two stories in the magazine by the Marino Fathers in Spanish. I try to read Spanish literature at least once a month to keep my language comprehension skill not getting too dull. Full disclosure, I'm not a full Spanish speaker, but it is good enough where I can comprehend and try to make sense of what it's trying to say. So, go back. The first stories was the stories written by a missionary from Chile in the small town of Curico. And he said that one day when he was doing his ministry, he saw a man, a humble man, a simple man, with a pair, wearing a pair of the torn down shoes, but donating a pair of brand new shoes to the ministry. So he asked the man, "Why do you not keep it for yourself?" And the man answered, "They need it more than me. I have food and I can walk with these shoes. I believe if I help others, He, God, will give me when I need help the most." Wow. Such simple faith, such humble faith. Huh? A man who had shoes that were torn apart, that didn't even work, was so generous in giving his a new pair of shoes to someone in need. Can we do that, my brothers and sisters? Perhaps we're not generous enough. Perhaps we're worrying about our own little self. Perhaps we're being held back by our humanity, and we haven't been generous to God and generous to our neighbor enough. And perhaps that's why we're still struggling. This story touched me so much that I cried in my own prayer. Then there's another story that God spoke to me again in Spanish. A story of a missionary in Kenya. The priest visited a household. The husband is away working. So the mother was introducing her humble heart to the priest, and there were two young children there. The oldest is a girl, 9 years old. She was teaching her brother how to do the sign of the cross. He was 3 years old. He didn't do it right in the first time. So she took his hand. She took his hand and taught him how to do the sign of the cross. And that moved the missionary so much. And when the boy finally recognized how to do the sign of the cross, he ran to his mother and say, "Mom, look." And he showed him the sign of the, uh, He showed her the sign of the cross, and she hugged him with a big hug. Everyone there applauded. Everyone rejoiced. And the missionary said, "I have faith in the Catholic Church and in her future because the African families," he said, and I quote, "the African families know how to assume their responsibility of teaching the faith and transmitting that practice to future generations. How are we sharing that faith to one another? Perhaps we have lost our focus. I find it sad when we put sport, when we put other activities first. As a military chaplain, when I walk around, I see so many people telling me that they were raised Catholics, but they don't go to church often because they're too busy or they don't think it's that important. Perhaps we have forgotten who has given us life and how we, in our own self, with all of our simplicity, can transmit and pass on the faith to others. These two stories help me in my own prayer life, my brothers and sisters, to be transformed to Christ and to emulate His kindness, His compassion, His forgiveness, and His love to others, even when things don't go my way. So I invite you the same thing. How is God speaking to you this week? And how can you and I celebrate the transfiguration of the Lord by letting go some of the things that are holding us back, by keeping things simple in order to love God first and foremost, so that through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we might shed and let go of the things that enslave us, that hold us back, that distract us, and that turn us away from God, to return back to Him, to become more Christ-like in our words, our action, our life, and our deeds, so that we can call out to God, our Heavenly Father, "Abba, Father, I love you." May this transfiguration start a transformation deep within us, so that we can rise and do not be afraid, like Jesus who told His disciples, "Rise, do not be afraid." So that we can listen to what the Father said and know that if we try our best day by day, perhaps when it comes to our own final judgment, when we die and depart from this earth, we might see Father, Son, and Holy Spirit telling us, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased."